All right, Tabosai. Good morning. Let's continue in Parak Yud Tes. So we left off in the red edition on the middle of page Reish Aleph. So the Mechaber says here, Ha'anaf Hashlishi, the third category of what he calls Avas Hashem, of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Kina. Now, of course, remember, normally we translate Kina as jealousy. That's, of course, not what it means in this particular context, but rather he says, Sheyihye Ha'adam Mekane L'shem Kodesho. A person should be zealous for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sonei is Mesanov. He despises those who hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umishtada Lahachniyam B'mashi Yuchal. And he tries to humble them. He tries to bring them under the wing of the Shekhinah to the best of his ability. Kadesha Tihya Avodoso. So Kina in this context means literally one who has a certain level of zealousness for HaKadosh Baruch Hu despises that which detracts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha in this world and does whatever he can to magnify the holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu ma sh'amar David alav ha-shalom halo misanecha Hashem esne. David HaMelech says, Ribono shel olam, those who hate you I will despise. Uvis klumemeka es kotate. And those who rise up against you, I will go ahead and contend with them. Tachlis sina sinesim la'ivim hayuli. Those ultimately, again, who despise you, I despise them, and they become my enemies. The Ilyo Amar Ilyanavi says, Kano kinesi la'ashem alokei tzavakos. We actually just learned this on Shabbos afternoon. That Eliyahu HaNavi said, Ribono shel olam, you know, Kano kinesi, I've been zealous for you for my entire life. Ukvara inu lema zocha ba'avor kinasar le'elokav. And we see again that as a result of Eliyahu HaNavi being a kanoi, being zealous for the cause of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he merited the following. Tachas asher kinei le'elokav. Excuse me. So the Medrash writes, Vayichap Rav Bnei Yisrael, that as a result of his kanos, as a result ultimately of his zealotry, he was able to go ahead and atone for the Jewish people. Meaning, again, the Eliyahu HaNavi is able to become the advocate for Klal Yisrael, is able to help Klal Yisrael, all because he possesses need of kanos. And Chazal speak about someone who had, so we'll say, so again, you see this kanos really has two different parts. On one end, it has this idea that one is vehemently against anything that detracts from the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the lo saseh part, kind of. There's a kumaseh part, which is that a person is willing to stand up and stand against things that actively detract from the holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Obviously, when I say this world, meaning the perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so God's holiness is never actively diminished by anything we do or we don't do. But sometimes the kvod shem shamayim, the honor of God, is either amplified or diminished in this world depending on the actions of others. So the midah of kina is that when a person sees something that is wrong, a person takes a stand against it. That's what David HaMelech is saying. Ribono Shel Olam, I saw things wrong, I saw your enemies, I stood up to them. Eliyahu HaNavi, of course, again, sees things wrong, he stands up to them. Very important to so. He says, and I will say, Chazal speak very strongly about a person who has the ability to object to something objectionable and does not. The gazru dino letafes ba'avon achotim atzmo. And we'll say, you know what Chazal said? Chazal said that if you see something wrong happening and you don't stand up to it, you know what your punishment is? Your punishment is that you will violate the same exact aveira of what you will violate the same exact aveira that you failed to stand up to. Now, if you think about it, that's not really a punishment. It's more like a cause and effect. Meaning that if I see something wrong happening in front of me and I don't do anything about it, what that does essentially is dull my sensitivities to that particular act. Once my sensitivities are dulled enough, it's only a question of time until I violate that same exact verb. Bless you. And this is an incredibly important yisod. He says, remember, the reason why this is so important is because we live in a society of, you know, moral relativism, meaning everything is okay. everybody's great, everybody's okay. You know, I don't have a right to judge you, you don't have a right to judge me. And understand what that does over time is it dulls our senses. And we lose our perspective on what's right and what's wrong. In Judaism, we believe very strongly, is there gray in this world? Absolutely, of course there's gray. But there's also a lot of black and there's a lot of white. There's a lot of clear wrong, there's a lot of clear right. And a person has to be willing, A, to draw the line, and B, to be able to stand up and stand against that which is wrong in this world. And if you don't have the courage to stand up, then at the end of the day, again, your own moral compass will become somewhat eroded and somewhat dysfunctional, and you could, chas v'shalom, come to violate the very same things that, although now they appear to you to be wrong, over time, that clarity of vision will be lost. He goes on. He says, u'b'medrash eicha amu hayu sareha ka'ayalim. Medrash eicha, according to the pasuk from eicha, literally, her princes were like ayalim, were like rams. So what does that mean? Ma ayalim halalu bishas shirav hofchim pnehem elu tachas elu kach hayu gedol yisrael roim devar avera v'hofchim pnehem mimenu. So we'll say, since an expression, they're just like the rams, right? At a time of difficulty, so they go out and they turn their heads away from one from the other. So too, again, in the times of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the leaders saw negative things, they saw Devar Avera, and they turned away from it. So it's interesting, so the Medrash is rebuking the leadership for seeing wrongful activities and not having the moral courage to stand up to it. Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tavo HaShaa V'ani Eseh Lahem Kein. So Ribono Shalom says, you know what? The time will come, well, I will act the same way towards them. Meaning what? That just like you turned your face away, so Ribbono Shel Olam says, the time will come when I will turn my face away. V'zeh pashat, and this is clear. Why? Ki misha ohev es chavero, somebody who really loves his friend, i'efshar lo lispol sheyireh makim es chavero o mecharfim oso, o bevadeh sheyetzeh le'ezraso. So we'll say, if I love my friend, and I see that my friend is getting beat up, or I see that he's being humiliated, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to step in and help him in any way that I can. So it's Rebos, when someone loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to this beautiful mashal. Lo yuchal lispol v'liros she'yichalalu oso chas v'chalila v'she'yavru al mitzvosav. If I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's impossible for me to just sit back and to see that God is being mistreated and humiliated, and chas v'shalom, people are violating his mitzvos. So listen to this. So it's a very profound mashal. The Ramchal writes, in the same way that if I have a friend, and I really love my friend, because, you know, of course, we use the word friend very loosely today. Right? We use the word friend and, like, acquaintance very synonymously. So a friend is someone, mamish, who you care about, who you love. So if I have a friend I care about and I love, and I see they're getting beat up, and I see they're being hurt, of course I'm going to step in. And by the way, if I don't step in, then what does that say? What does that say? That they're not my friend. I mean, it says a lot, but it says that I'm not even, but they're clearly not my friend. So Mchal says, if I see that Ribono Shel Olam, so to speak, is taking a beating, again, I want to be clear, that his holiness is being trampled on in this world, if I'm truly a friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I just can't sit idly by and let that happen. I have to act, and I have to react, and I have to do something to make sure that my friend is okay. Of course, again, I can't, I know you know this, I have to say it. God is okay. The Ribono Shel Olam doesn't need me because he's in trouble. But the idea is that when you love someone and you care about someone and you see that they're honest, like if somebody says something, forget about even getting beat up. If somebody says something negative to you about your spouse, or about your parents, or about your sibling, or about your close friend. So the truth is, you're not going to say, that's very interesting. You're going to react to that. Understand? So you have to, that's your job to react to that. Some Chal says, if I see that the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being trampled, I have to react to that as well. So we'll stop over here for today. You understand, of course, this is a very complex area. Because the truth is, the idea of when to say something and how to say something is exceptionally complicated. So we'll discuss that in greater depth in Meretz Hashem on Monday. But again, at least conceptually, this form of kina, which we normally translate as zealotry, but it doesn't really mean zealotry. It means almost a passionate love, and a love so passionate that when I see my loved one, in this case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his reputation being hurt or being tarnished or somehow being mistreated, I feel a need to react. So when, how, under what circumstances, Emir Tashem will discuss on Monday.